So, you know, it's that shopping time of year, listeners, and stores are open late and people are carrying money, right? We're out there partying and maybe have a lot on our minds. Well, our next guest primarily does electronic security in homes and office buildings for years. He has taught awareness for people to be safe in their everyday lives. But I thought it was important to find out some of the things that women in particular should be aware of at this time. And here's to answer these questions is Don Moore. Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Hi, Amy. Suzanne, good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. We've been waiting to talk to you.
Yeah, you sound good. You're very lively.
Thank you. Well, the holidays are here, and people are out there looking for victims, unfortunately. So
Indeed. How
do we avoid this? You and I talked about the parking lot, the van situation. I want to tell my listeners about that.
Well, I'd love to tell your listeners about that, and I will. But before I do, I don't want to scare anyone. That's not my intention here, and neither is it yours. I don't want anyone to think that there's some rash of guys lying in wait in vans.
That's true.
I use that more as an example, Amy.
Okay.
But it's a good example of how to use your instincts and how to just go a little bit out of your way if you feel at all threatened.
Okay.
And so, Suzanne, the incident that Amy was talking about, if you come out of a shopping mall or you're walking to a parking lot and now parked next to you on the driver's side is a van or a larger vehicle, the first thing you need to do is take notice of it. And that's going a long way towards making yourself secure and being accountable for your own protection. Just notice that there's now this big vehicle parked next to you,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't mean, you know, it may be a one in a billion chance that there's three guys in there waiting to slide open the door when you put your keys in your car. But what you should do is take notice, walk back in the mall. Every mall, every shopping center has security personnel, and just ask one of the security personnel to escort you to your car.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance,
how simple is that?
Yeah,
yeah, but we
sense.
Don't often think of that.
No, we
you
don't.
You know, sometimes we have a bunch of packages in our hands and we don't want to schlep all the way back to where the guard may be. You know,
and we're embarrassed to ask for help.
Well,
I'm never embarrassed that way. You know, me and my big mouth. But there are women out there that, yeah, will be a little shy about that.
Yeah, and you can bet your bottom dollar, if it is the one in a million or billion, whatever the odds are, that there's two or three guys in this van, you can bet that they have visual contact with you and
mm-hmm.
that you don't have visual contact with them. So as soon as you stop in your tracks, look at their van, and turn around and walk back, they're not even going to wait for you to come out with a security guard. They're going to have identified you as someone who's not going to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when you come back to your car, that van will already be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, you're going to get into your car safely because it's one of the 999,000 blah, blah, blah chances that it's just an innocent van. But again, I use this example to point up the fact that you have to be cognizant of things. I'm not a proponent of walking around scared. But just be aware of your surroundings.
But didn't you tell me also if the van is there, and maybe we didn't think about going to the guard, that you get in the passenger side and scoot over?
Think about the thoughts that would go through those perpetrators' minds if they see this woman who empowers herself without embarrassment, opens up her car and gets in the passenger side and scoots across to the driver's side, thus thwarting their plans. They'll just be left there dumbfounded, and all you've done is risk very slight embarrassment if someone else sees you and wonders what you're doing. And that's obviously nothing compared to what the consequences could be if you didn't. So,
Don, how does a woman walk with confidence when she may be feeling a little uncomfortable in a situation? Maybe it's dark in the parking lot. How do you?
Well, that's a good question. Dark in a parking lot is another example. When you're going to the mall, especially at this time of year when everything is crowded, wait an extra couple of minutes to find a parking place that's closer to the door. Just pull over to the side, let traffic go around you, so that you're not coming out hours later in the dark. For, you know, maybe it's light when you go in, and hours later after you're shopping, you're walking across a dark parking lot, very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And again, by all means, use these security guards that are employed by every shopping center. You'd probably make their day if you went and asked them to escort you to the car. Maybe the most exciting thing they did all day. But again, if someone were watching you or thinking about doing you harm, now all of a sudden you're the woman who went and got the security guard just
mm-hmm.
because your antenna wiggled is the term that I use, and I think others in the industry use it. You know, it's like listening to your instincts.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are humans, and we have instincts that we're born with, but in modern polite society, I think we've been taught to kind of ignore them. But if you're walking down the street, Amy and Susanna, I think that both of you are like this. If you were walking down the street in Century City and two big hulking guys, you know, talking loud and smoking cigars were walking towards you and perhaps leering at you or just made you feel uncomfortable, you wouldn't hesitate to cross the street. You'd walk out in the middle of the street. You'd stop cars. You'd do whatever.
Absolutely.
And everyone needs to be aware that just doing things like that sends a very strong message to criminals and potential criminals that I'm not going to be victimized.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's that whole thing of yell fire or scream or, you know, and I don't know how you feel about those things.
Well, yelling fire is going to get a lot of attention, but just screaming. There's also a school of thought that says if someone accosts you, to talk back to them in their vernacular. And I certainly won't use any blue language on your radio show. But I've read...
Call me later.
I've read a lot on the subject that these people, in their mind, that's the way their friends talk to them. That's probably the way their parents talk to them growing up. And when someone walks over and asks you, what time is it, for instance, you know, that's a little test for your listeners, ladies. You don't have to look at your watch or a clock right now. If I ask you what time it is, you know within a few minutes what time it is.
Right.
So if a guy walks up to you on the street and says, excuse me, can you tell me what time it is? Without even raising your wrist, you say, oh, it's about 11:30.
I love it.
And what does he think? He thinks, huh, you know what? I wanted to see what this lady's watch was like and whether it was going to work me right.
Don, I got to cut you off 1 second.
No problem.
And we'll be right back. Hello, Don.
Hello.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Listen, sorry I had to cut you off there. I want to go back to trying to prevent from being paranoid, ladies, when we're walking through a market, through a dark hall, etc.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and as far as I'm concerned, paranoid is a medical term. I'd rather say that instead of being paranoid, be powerful.
Woo!
Take it into your own control. You can walk across the street. You can lock your doors in your car. You can, secure yourself in your home. You can be aware when you're driving around. You can keep an eye on your rearview mirror. If I had just one thing to tell the ladies when they're out driving around, keep your eyes on your mirrors because carjackers and follow-home robbers, when interviewed by the police afterwards, say that that's the one thing that deters them the most. When they follow someone for a few blocks to see if they're even noticed, if they're noticed, they just go back to where they were lying in wait and follow someone else. So keep your eye on your mirrors, keep your eye on your surroundings, and much like you were taught in high school defensive driving, just to extrapolate that out to your protection and be defensive when you're in the car. Just like you should leave yourself an out to avoid an accident, leave yourself an out if someone, when you were stopped at a red light, ran over to the driver's side, to demand your
sure.
purse. Yeah, leave yourself an out. Look on the right. See if you can drive over the curb. Don't be afraid. Don't be politically correct or polite when it comes to your protection.
Terrific. Don, where can our listeners reach you?
Oh, you can go to my website, but just call me direct. If any of your listeners have a question or a problem, just call me at 310-540-7229.
And your website is info@moreprotection.net.
Yes, it is.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're quite welcome.
And I hope you'll come back.
All righty.
Okay, doll.
Bye-bye.
Listeners, I want you to hear about a brand new product. It's a beautiful beauty product that I just discovered. Ladies, wouldn't you love to go to the spa for a relaxing facial and expert skincare? Now you can enjoy that.